In this bulletin, former fire chiefs say a lack of political leadership has forced them to organise their own bushfire emergency summit. Scrutiny on a smaller than expected budget surplus. And in football, Carlo Ancelotti set to be the new manager of Everton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A coalition of former fire chiefs say they're prepared to take matters into their own hands if the federal government doesn't act to address Australia's bushfire crisis and its link to climate change. A group of 29 former emergency services bosses have moved to hold their own national summit, provisionally sent for March, to fill what they call the leadership vacuum left by the federal government. The former head of Victoria's Emergency Services, Craig Lapsley, says Australians need solid leadership on the issue.
It's climate, it's the way in which the climate's impacting on our environment, and we've got an increasing population, so we've got more people in the community that then interface with the bush, and we're seeing that these climate events are heat-driven, so we've got impacts of heat fatigue, and then we've got, obviously, if we've got bushfires, then we've got impacts of smoke across communities. So it is a community issue, and we just need solid, good leadership that's evidence-based to have the discussion and move this forward.
Australia's lawyers and GPs say locking up kids as young as 10 is a national tragedy, stopping them from living long, productive lives. The Law Council of Australia and the Australian Medical Association have issued a joint call to the government to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 14. They warn children who go to jail are less likely to finish school, find a job, and more likely to die an early death. The Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says drought and international trade tensions are to blame for a smaller-than-expected budget surplus. The government has slashed its forecast $7.1 billion budget surplus to $5 billion in the mid-year budget update. Mr. Frydenberg has told the Nine Network the government is paying down debt so it will be able to spend more money on public services in the future.
Our interest bill on our debt last year was $19 billion. Over the next few years, that will be reduced to $14.5 billion. That frees up money to be spent on schools, hospitals, infrastructure and other essential services. So the lower your debt levels, the lower your interest payments. And that means that the government is living within its means, and that's critically important.
The federal opposition says the government has no plan for the Australian economy. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says yesterday's updated economic figures show higher unemployment, slower economic growth, and poor outcomes in both business investment and wages growth. Mr. Chalmers says the Prime Minister and the Treasurer have failed in their duties, and ordinary Australians are suffering as a result.
It is the defining failure of 2019 that this government hasn't come up with a plan for the economy. The costs and consequences of that are to be seen in the budget update. Because Morrison and Frydenberg haven't had a plan for the economy, ordinary Australians are copping it in the neck when it comes to weak wages growth, higher unemployment, and all the other ways that this Morrison government has let them down on the economy.
The prudential regulator will force Westpac to set aside an extra $500 million in capital because of its heightened operational risk profile in the wake of its recent scandal involving child exploitation and money laundering. The bank is facing huge fines over an alleged 23 million breaches of money laundering laws, which include a failure to properly monitor payments potentially linked to child sex offences in Southeast Asia. And to sport and football, it's being reported that Carlo Ancelotti has agreed in principle to be the new manager of English Premier League club Everton. The 60-year-old Italian has an enviable resume, having won the European Champions League three times as a manager. He was recently sacked as manager of Italian side Napoli, despite the fact he's just guided them to the knockout stages of this season's Champions League. And now a look at the weather. In Perth, sunny 32. Adelaide, very hot and sunny 40. Melbourne, sunny 30. Hobart, partly cloudy 24. Canberra, smoke haze 34. Wollongong, mostly sunny, possible smoke haze 23. Similar conditions for Sydney, 25. Mostly sunny, possible smoke haze 25 in Newcastle. Brisbane, partly cloudy 30. Cairns, sunny 33. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm 36. This is SBS News.